listeners, welcome back to the ITS podcast. This is episode 83, May 2025, and I'm Nayam Kavishka from Ahmedabad University, India. In this episode, we had a special guest. We had a chance to talk with Professor Valentina Donzella. Valentina is a professor at the University of Warwick, where she leads the Intelligent Vehicle Sensor Group, composed of around 20 members. She will discuss her research and the topic of their interest in their lab. But before that, let's listen to Barish. He has collected some latest news to share with you.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Barish presenting following news in the field of ITS for the ITS podcast. In this episode, we look at some of the news and developments in the field of ITS. Waymo expands internationally with Tokyo data collection. Alphabet's self-driving unit Waymo is set to commence data collection in Tokyo, marking its first deployment of vehicles on public roads outside the United States. Utilizing 25 driver-operated electric Jaguar vehicles, the initiative aims to map key regions and understand Tokyo's unique traffic and infrastructure. This project, in collaboration with Japanese taxi company Nihon Kotsu and the Go Taxi hailing app, will initially focus on 7 Tokyo wards. While no specific timeline has been provided, Waymo intends to eventually conduct autonomous driving tests with a Save the Driver present. May Mobility launches first commercial driverless services. May Mobility, an autonomous vehicle technology company, has initiated its first commercial driver-out autonomous transportation service in Atlanta. Transitioning from previous operations that included Save the Drivers, this service now offers public rides without anyone behind the wheel. Operating along a 4-mile route, the service connects 8 locations within the city, leveraging T-Mobile's 5G network for connectivity. The company plans to continue expanding its services in collaboration with local communities. Smart transportation market is on the rise. A recent market report by researchandmarkets.com projects that smart transportation market will reach $353.9 billion by 2034. The growth is attributed to the increasing adoption of connected and autonomous vehicles, along with advancement in AI, IoT, and other technologies. These innovations are expected to enhance traffic management, reduce congestion, and improve overall transportation efficiency. Roadways accounted for 53% of the market share in 2024. In terms of solutions, the traffic management segment dominates the market. Regionally, North America led the market in 2024, accounting for around 33% of the global share. NYU develops indirect knowledge sharing for self-driving cars. Researchers at NYU Tandon School of Engineering have developed a method enabling self-driving vehicles to share knowledge about road conditions indirectly. This approach allows vehicles to learn from the experience of others even when they don't encounter each other directly on the road. By utilizing digital word of mouth, autonomous cars can enhance their understanding of various driving environments. This innovation aims to improve the adaptability and safety of self-driving vehicles in diverse conditions. Conference Spotlight, ITSC 2025. Mark your calendars for the IEEE International Conference on Intelligent Transportation Systems, taking place from November 18 to 21 in Gold Coast, Australia. This event brings together global experts to discuss advancement in intelligent vehicles and vehicle infrastructure cooperation. Researchers, engineers, and practitioners are invited to submit their latest work, with the call for papers open until May 1, 2025. For more details and submission guidelines, please visit IEEE-ITSC.org. Thank you for listening to the Mininif section of the podcast. We will continue to bring you more news of breakthrough advances in our field in the upcoming episodes.
Thank you, Barish. This was Barish Chauhan from TU Berlin. Now let's listen to what is happening in Professor Valentina Donzella's lab and her team members. Welcome to podcast listeners. And today we have Dr. Valentina Donzella with us as our special guest. Valentina Donzella is a professor at the University of Warwick, where she leads the Intelligent Vehicles Sensors Group, composed of around 20 members. and she directs the MSC program in smart, connected, and autonomous vehicles. Her expertise spans automotive sensors, sensor fusion, and embedded system. Valentina has received the Royal Academy of Engineering Industrial Fellowship and is an EPSRC college member and leads the technical work packages on sensors modeling in the EU Horizon Roadview project. With a PhD with honors from Scuola Superiore Sant'Anna, she has also conducted postdoctoral research at the University of British Columbia, focusing on silicon photonic sensors. Valentina's research focuses on intelligent vehicle sensor, data degradation and compression, LIDARs, optical sensing, noise modeling, integrated optics, and automotive electronics. She has founded and co-chaired the IEEE ITSS UK and Ireland chapter. Welcome to IEEE ITSS podcast, Valentina. Do you want to add anything to the introduction that I have given?
Thank you very much for the introduction, Mariam. I think it was quite complete. Just maybe what I would like to add is that recently one of the focus of the group has been around the Your Eyes On project, and it has been really an amazing opportunity for the group to grow specifically around perception sensors modeling and validation of the noise models of the sensors, but also to interact with a lot of partners from industry and academia in Europe. And I think this has been really a great opportunity of growth personally, but also for the research group that I lead.
That's great. And I just want to inform our listeners that I will share your website. They can go through it to see what are you doing, what are your publication and all your advancement in this research. Can you tell us about this IV sensor group? You designed this group, now leading the group. Am I right?
Yes, and I would say it has been almost by chance, because at the beginning my focus was on particularly at the University of Warwick, was the creation of the master around smart connected and autonomous vehicles. And then one of my mentor, Gunida Diala, at the university, who is now the leader of the Automotive Electronic Systems Innovation Networks, he actually suggested me, let's do some work around noise. He knew that my expertise was on sensors. And so we started with a small work carried out by one of the researchers in our area, Harry Chan, around noise factors on LIDAR. And then from that seed work, we started growing collaboration. I grew a collaboration with Doyen Semiconductor on some aspects. And I started to attract more and more funding through fellowships, and then slowly the funding grew bigger, the group grew bigger, and now we are kind of established in the area of perception sensors.
That is great, and it actually brings me to my next question, which is based on one of the research that you're doing. You have some works on video compression for IV. Would you please elaborate on this for our listeners? What is it, and what's the purpose of it?
This started again with some early discussion with ONSEMI related to how much data do we need to sustain the intelligent systems, and is it feasible to go always for higher resolution, more sensors, and so on. And we started considering, okay, what happens if we really try to decrease the quantity of data and we understand what are the implications on the machine learning algorithm. So as a part of that, we did specifically a work on what I would call compression-tuned neural network, deep neural networks, where we try and understand what happens if we compress the data. The performance of the network is stable, but actually we can retrain with compressed data and improve the performance on different types of compression, also on uncompressed data. So there is a win-win situation where if we do compression tuning of the networks, we can really squeeze the data significantly up to 300 to 1 ratio of compression, and yeah, still achieve the same performance of the deep neural network. So that there is some real benefits in terms of reduction of bandwidth, power consumption, sustainability, and so on.
Yeah, that's fascinating because it reduces and eases the load on a processor and everything becomes faster. Yes,
exactly.
So you actually, in this same topic, you have co-authored a paper with Wang and Huang Chang. It's called, for information of our listeners, Semantic Aware Video Compression for Automotive Cameras, which was published in 2022 by IEEE Transaction on Intelligent Vehicles. In this work, you use a semantic aware to compress the videos. How we can make sure that all the important data for the IV is included and nothing is missing, in fact?
Oh, that is a very, very good point. I think that was one of the main concerns that we had at the beginning. And overall, it remains as a concern. We need to make sure that we, when we identify the region of interest, that is the one that we compress less, we have all the key stakeholders. In a way, one safety measure that we have applied is to have macro blocks in the image. So we don't only capture, let's say, the pixels where we have pedestrians, but also a region around them. So we slightly expand the region of interest to cover a little bit more than what would be required or what we identify as critical. But I think there is always the need of further validation in the real world to make sure that we are 99.9% safe.
Mm-hmm. So the research has reached to the point that it needs more validation to make sure that you're not missing anything.
Yes.
Great. So there is another paper, Influence of AVC and HEVC Compression on Detection of Vehicles Through Faster or CNN. Mm-hmm. Tell us what is this about and what are the findings in this paper?
Yes, one of the authors of this paper is actually from NSAM, is Dr. Anthony Huggins, and this is the work specifically around on compression tuning of the neural networks. And what we did, it was to try different compression standards that are lossless compression standards, so really introducing artifacts into the images due to compression and so on, and understanding when these artifacts do degrade the performance of the neural networks. And we noticed that there is actually a huge region in which we can compress and still not degrade the performance of the neural networks. So the neural networks have some robustness towards compression, and I think we need to leverage this more.
That is very interesting. And my question is that as much as I saw, this was very much tested on either a simulator or in a test bed, that it is possible. Mm-hmm. Can this same techniques that we discussed so far be used in more complicated situations and scenarios, like recognition of the pedestrians or other objects, especially in more complicated traffic scenarios? What do you think about it?
So both of these papers have been tested also with real data sets. So data sets where we have complex scenes, as you mentioned, pedestrians and so on. The one on lossy compression has focused on vehicle detection, and further study will be done around also pedestrian detection and so on. But it was due to a limitation of the data set that was more focused around vehicles, trucks, and so on.
My question was around this, that most of the good data sets that are available are mainly European data sets like Kitty or but in East, let's say in Southeast Asia, they are trying to make a data set, but that will be very complicated. So yes. I don't know, have you ever tried running any of this type of data sets on the system?
we have, that's a very, very good point. We usually use the data sets that are used as benchmarking, like Kitty, Nusin, all the data sets that you can think about. And I think overall, we are doing some works around the domain adaptation, but there are huge implications on the quality of the data where they have been collected. So to me, the future is a mixture of collected data in the real world, augmented data with simulation to make sure that we can cover as much as possible of different regions, different weather conditions, different layouts, and so complex scenarios. It's really a big challenge, and we need to address that.
Thank you. And my next question is about the weather conditions, like foggy weather or rainy weather or sunset, the different day times, you know. Is there any findings about that? Or still it's too soon that we bring this question there?
There are findings in the sense that we know that there are some effects on the different sensors technologies, and they are different on the sensors technologies. There are significant degradation for camera. Camera is very similar to our eyes. So when you have fog and their visibility is reduced for camera as well. LiDAR is less affected by luminosity, but is still affected by particle in the air. And radar probably is the more robust, but still there are some noisiness in the data and so on. So it's very key to understand how the different conditions will affect the data quality, and then how this can inform the fusion or the decision making based on the degradation of the data.
That's interesting. It's so one of the reasons that I asked this question, it's weather conditions are major parts of the road view, if I don't make mistake, of EU Horizon. And you were one of the collaborators. Can you please tell us more about this project and what is happening in this road view project?
So RoadView is a project led by Halmstad University in Sweden, Herren. And as we joke in the project, we are trying to make autonomous vehicles now autonomous, so able to navigate in ash weather, including snow. I think so far there are some main findings in the sense that we have first of all, collected a data set, the RIHARS data set, which includes automotive sensor data collected in ideal weather, but also with controlled rain and fog. So this data can enable further studies in terms of the implication on sensor technologies. Then we have demonstrated some techniques to do the noise and the snow of the data, which specific on all the sensor technologies, but also focusing on LiDAR. And then we have proposed different techniques to measure the quality of data from a camera LiDAR perspective and point cloud perspective. So obviously, the project is still ongoing. We have still one year and a half to complete it. But the ideal outcome is to arrive to a point where we do a demonstration of robust driving into adverse weather, and we will have a final test in the Lapland Proving Ground at the end of the project.
That is interesting. So best of luck in your website. There are many other projects that are listed, but I think let's choose SIM for CamSense, which is closer to our today's discussion, if I'm right. What is it about? Yes. How it can impact the real life problems of Ivy or Lola ADAS?
Actually, again, SIM for CamSense is a huge opportunity because it's a collaboration with industrial partners, and obviously as academics, we value that a lot. And we are working with companies like Claytech and RFPro that are involved in creating simulation tools that are realistic enough for ADAS or assisted and automated driving. So from our side, we are supporting in terms of testing methodologies to test the sensors in different noisy conditions with different materials, different luminosity and so on, and then doing the data analysis to understand how to correlate this with the sensors models. So when we try and shift the testing into the virtual world, for example, to include aspects, as you mentioned, driving in Asia or in extreme complex scenarios, we have realistic sensors models that can produce data that is meaningful for a virtual validation.
That is very interesting. And I believe you're talking about the usual sensors, that radar, LiDAR, camera,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, that's
great. So, Valentina, I ask this question from all the special guests that we have in our podcast. What are your suggestions for other researchers or those who just have started this research? What are the research gaps that you think, especially after having so many projects, you would like to mention so they can focus on those too?
I think overall, given that we are talking about automated driving, considering the safety aspects into any part of the pipeline, from sensors to perception to control to action, is key, because at the end of the time, we want to be engineers who are designing vehicles that are safer and better than the human driver. So it's key. From a sensing perspective, I think there is still a lot that can be done in terms of how we use the data in a meaningful way. Data will degrade, data has a lot of noise, different sensor technologies have different noise factors, but we have intelligent algorithms that can use this data. So how much data do we need to have safe decision, and how much we can afford also to neglect if we have enough intelligence is really important from a safety perspective, but also from a sustainability perspective.
Thank you so much, Valentina, for being.
And if I can add one
absolutely.
More thing, sorry. I think for all the young researchers out there, it's very important to understand that these challenges are very big. We are talking about intelligent systems in very complex and variable scenarios. Just don't be scared. Talk to people, talk to experts, talk to industrial partners, and build the collaboration. We need to work together to solve and to address the complexity of automated driving.
Especially, I like the part and that the final one that you have already a collaboration with industry, which is very important and very useful.
Yes.
Brings
yes.
two point of view together, two prospects
Absolutely.
Together to solve
yes.
the problem.
Yeah.
Valentina, thank you so much for being with us, accepting our invitation and spending some time with me and talking. Do you want to add anything to whatever we discussed?
No, thank you very much for being a fantastic host and for letting me talk about my research. Thank you very much.
That was our pleasure. It's a long time that we wanted to have you here. Will you be on IEEE IV 2025 this year in Romania?
I haven't decided yet
because okay.
I have a lot of activities. Will you be there?
Yes, I will be there. Yes, I will
okay.
be there. So if
okay.
it happens, we will meet definitely, and some of our listeners also might happen to be there. So I will be there. We have a discussion. And if Valentino also joins us, that would be very great.
Yes.
Thank
okay,
you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Valentina. This was Professor Valentina Donzella from University of Warwick, UK.
Thank you, Valentina, for any information about the topics and research in the IV sensor group. You can visit their website, which is mentioned on our website. Dear listeners, ITS Podcast is looking for volunteers to cover some stories or participate on their own terms. If you are interested to join us and being a voice of ITS or preparing some material, send us an email with a short resume.
Dear listeners, we would like to hear back from you. If you have any idea to add or any specific field of research to cover, write to us. Let us know. Thank you for being with us. This podcast is sponsored by IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society. And this was Dr. Mariam Kavishkar from IEEE IDS Society.